AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. Police are investigating a suspicious package and shooting outside the U.S. Capitol. They believe this may have been a suicide. The Capitol is locked down as a precaution, with no one being let in or out, and streets around the building are also closed. Congress has been on spring break. President Obama and Cuban President Raul Castro are hailing their bid to restore ties after a half century of mutual suspicion. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports.
Speaking to a Cuban leader here at the Summit of the Americas for the first time, the president said the U.S. won't be imprisoned by clashes that date to the Cold War.
I'm not interested in having battles that, frankly, started before I was born.
Castro, through an interpreter, said he admires Obama for seeking a fresh start.
I think that his behavior has a lot to do with his humble background.
Still, he said America must end its embargo and drop Cuba from a list of state sponsors of terror because both continue to cause the Cuban people to suffer. Mark Smith at the Summit of the Americas, Panama City.
Residents in a northern Illinois farming town are surveying the damage from an F4 tornado for the first time. We found Adam Davis looking over his now blown apart childhood home.
Just everything that I've ever come to know is everywhere. It's out in the fields. I mean, it's everywhere.
Davis drove to his parents' house to help them when he heard a tornado was heading for their town of Fairdale. He had to run the final stretch to safety because debris was blocking his car from going any further. The tornado packed up to 200-mile-an-hour winds and killed a pair of Fairdale residents in their 60s. The funeral for a black South Carolina man gunned down by a white police officer has ended with the minister calling Walter Scott's killing an overt act of racism. Scott was shot in the back while running after a traffic stop. A Red Cross medical plane has arrived in Yemen's rebel-held capital.
The International Committee of the Red Cross says it was able to land a flight filled with medical supplies in the Yemeni capital of Sana'a. The city has, of course, been held by the Houthi rebels since last September. This is the second supply flight in as many days, and it's bringing desperately needed supplies for humanitarian aid groups who say that they've really been suffering with shortages.
AP correspondent Joseph Krause says the challenge now will be distributing the aid, with fighting going on all over the country. Federal officials say a deadly strain of bird flu has been confirmed on at least two South Dakota farms, and an additional 100,000 turkeys have died as a result. The latest case raises the number of affected Midwest farms to 22. The outbreak has affected nearly 1.2 million birds in total. Officials stress, though, the risk to public health is low and that there is no danger to the food supply. I'm Violet Ekonomova, AP Radio News.